Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blind like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'ma go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then branch truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my homie. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OG's original. Real OG's original.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Let me try this again. Let me try this again. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, what's going on, everybody? This your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, what is today? Let's see, Thursday. See, when you don't have a time clock where you don't get up on time and you don't work on time, you're outside of time, you don't really pay attention to time, so I lose the day. I know I say this in every show. My little stepdaughter, Janiyah, my daughter, Janiyah, was telling me, why you always say that on every show? Don't you know what day it is? So welcome, everybody. I do apologize for the sound. I have to switch over mics. So hopefully you guys can hear me okay. And let's see, I got the thumbs up. Okay, yeah, sounds good. All right, so brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, today, July the 11th, 2019. The time is a little after 12 noon Central Time. Today, my brothers, today, my sister, got a powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, my brothers, we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how to build, really discover. We can't really build anything, but how to uncover, how to direct, how to maintain, how to monetize, how to scale your own chi, your own prana, your own pneuma, you. Now, brothers and sisters, this is extremely, extremely important. Every show we talk about is extremely important. You know, it's very rare to be able to connect with, you know, people who understand your worth and your value, people who see it. Now, it took me a long time to be able to get to this place where I'm at today. And that the place where I'm at today is the ability to see my own worth and my own value. I was talking with my son, B. Jola, this morning, and we were talking about how important it is for us to understand how everything on earth is about energy. Everything is about energy. Everything is about stealing your energy. Every activity that you are engaged in today, everything is designed to distract you, to keep you from being you. Everything. I can't think of nothing. Even diet, food, exercise, religion, everything. Sports, sports is huge. Oh, wow. I talked about this before, but it's very important because, you know, when I started doing this and I developed the life management system, you know, even I didn't know what it was. And I had a good idea, but I really didn't really, really, really understand. I mean, I knew it had worth and it had value. You know, I understood, you know, how each and every one of us are designed and gifted. You know, I knew that I needed purpose. I knew that I could not find anybody that could tell me what my purpose is. And it's extremely important because people know your purpose and you don't. They, whoever they are, they know your purpose, but you don't know your own purpose. So you don't see the value in you. I was talking about this last night when I was telling everybody, and I was telling my son, you know, my son was talking about how they harness our very breath. I mean, everything that that we're doing is about, you know, taking your energy. Something as simple as I put a lot of energy into playing sports when I was young coming up. And, you know, sports was my God. And my son was talking to me today about how, you know, football, something as simple as a football, you know, playing a game of pool. You know, there's the cue ball is white and it hits all the balls, but the eight ball is black. It's all the black is hitting the white, or the white is hitting the black and putting it into the hole. What is that saying subconsciously to you? The white ball hits the black ball and buries it in the hole. I'm going to let you process that for a moment. We're going to talk about how you have to be able to discover your own chi, your own prana, and to be able to monetize that. But first, you got to be able to direct it, because right now your energy has been siphoned from you. Everything that you do is siphoning your energy. I think about, you know, football. You know, you put your foot on the ball. It's called a pig skin. But the football is brown. It's not white. The only ball that's white is a soccer ball. All of the balls are different colors. I'm going to let you process that for a moment. And then we could get into the esoteric meaning of sports. When you go to a football stadium, every major football stadium is built on a ley line. Every Sunday, football has its own day, deity day, Sunday. So Sunday, the word sun means Helios, day means deity. Football, you got 100,000 people in the stands on football, on NFL. And everybody's in the stands. And all of that energy from those 100,000 people who are cheering to see that ball going up and down the field, where does all that energy go? I'm going to ponder the statement for just a second. Where does all of that energy go when somebody plays a football game? Same thing, that's why they have, you know, every church, most churches are built on top of ley lines, especially after some of the major mega churches. They're built on top of ley lines. And so all the people get there on Sunday morning. All of that worship goes up. There's a steeple that straight up is an antenna. It's a phallic symbol. It's male genitalia. Football, you got two goals at the end of both fields. You kick the ball through the goal and you score. And there are two antennas. The goalpost got two lines, two antennas straight up. It harnesses their energy from all the people in the field and it sends it up. Did y'all watch Jupiter ascending? Watch it again. Watch Jupiter ascending again. Now, I've already talked about the house of Brachus. They actually said it in the movie. The dudes that was coming to siphon the energy, to harvest. The Bible even says it too. The laborers are few, but the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Like, you know, this is hidden in plain sight. And so your energy, my job is to connect you with, if not me, somebody else. Now, I have a seven-step system that's designed for you to take back, for you to, number one, identify your chi. Now, see, right now you don't even know the name of your chi. Maybe not you, but somebody you know. And if they don't know the name of their chi, remember, man is name, and name is man. If you don't know the name of the thing, you don't know the description, the purpose, the nature, the essence of the thing. So your inner chi is what's been harvested. Since from the time that you're born until the time that you die, somebody is siphoning your energy. They're sucking the life out of you. And then once all the life is sucked out of you, you're old and you're wrinkled, you're dried up, and then you D-Y-E and you come back. They feed you back up again, and then they suck the energy out of you. You never, ever control your energy unless you connect with somebody like me. So all I teach you how to do is to take back the control and to direct and control your own chi, to be able to identify it, to be able to build it, to be able to maintain it, to be able to direct it, to be able to monetize it, and to be able to scale it. That's the purpose of the life management system. Now, I don't know nobody else other than, you know, the people that I connected with in California who, again, multi-million billionaires who understood and see the worth and value. That's why I joined up with them. Nobody else see my worth and my value. Now, remember, it ain't their fault. It's my fault. Hell, I couldn't see my own worth and my value. Nobody, if you can't see yourself, nobody else can see yourself. People are just a reflection. People are a mirror of you. So my job is to help you identify you. That's why I developed the life management system, to help you see you. Because I couldn't see me. And I kept waiting for somebody along. I kept waiting and waiting and waiting and begging and pleading. That's what all the relationships and all the cheating and all the moving and all the shitness I was doing, because I wanted so bad for somebody to pull alongside of me and say, "Brother Will, you got worth and value, homie." Oh, man. It was sad, man. I was a desperate. I was thirsty, man. Y'all don't even understand. I was a thirsty little dude. Now, I still am thirsty, but now I just understand how to give myself a drink of water. But I realize that I'm made up of 80% water, so I don't need you to give me some water. Now, if you want to give me some water, that's great. I'll drink it. However, I don't need your water. I got my own. And you got your own water. You don't need mine. Now, we can get together, and we can exchange water. We can combine our water, and then we can go out and we can assist other people with finding, with identifying their water. But that's a very rare thing. That's almost impossible. Excuse me. They have some water. Especially among black people. Especially. Negroes can't get together for nothing. I don't care how great the program is, how big it is, how bad it is. It's almost impossible because they can't see it. And so once you see your worth and value, then you disconnect from people who don't. You ain't got to do nothing. All you got to do is see your own worth and value because it's a vibrational thing. Now, let me break something down for you that's extremely important so that way you can understand what's going on in your life. And you know why you draw, why people are drawn to you. So people are drawn to you and they don't know why. They just come into your circle. And like me, if you don't know why they are there, you don't have purpose, so you got to give them penis or poo nanny. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Now, we all are electrical beings. So the number one problem that everybody on this call have is a lack of an identity. We have not identified. So that's what we're here to do. You are here to learn. Each and every one of us, we are here to learn. We are here to love. We are here to live. We are here to light. That's another word for consciousness. And then we're eligible to leave. But none of that happens if you don't learn. And you start by, you got to learn yourself. You got to identify yourself. So the whole purpose of the life management system is to help you identify you. It's not for to help you identify me. I'm not here to make little clones. But the problem is, you know, there is this group conscious awareness. It's sad because it destroys the what we talked about yesterday. Yesterday, the ability to be a holy grail grid engineer. It disconnects you. Spiritual abusive behavior disconnects you from God and Christ. And then you are promoted into the archonic deception behavior. It's ADB. So the goal is for you to identify and to locate the negative habit pattern that is placed inside of you at birth. This is the imposter spirit that we talked about yesterday. So the whole purpose of the life management system is the first module, and that is to identify the imposter spirit. That's the negative habit pattern. That's you. But nobody told you that you're the devil. So you believe the devil's outside of you, so you go looking for the devil, and you bind the devil, and you are angry at the devil, and you take on the devil. All the time, the devil is inside of you, chilling like a villain. And so this hive mind increases negative energy, and then they siphon it. They use that. So the universal creative energies move within what they call the spiral of time, the spiral of space, the spiral of mass. This is the movement that is inside of every living creature on earth. This is called the spiral of death. We all are spiraling, spiral, circle, S-P-I-R-A-L. Hoping I'm saying that right. Spiral, yeah, spiral. Spiral, we're spiraling down. This is called static energy. This is the static field. But we're supposed to be part of, we are part of the really the etheric field. That's God, ether. Static is devil. It's just negative. So this negative energy is like a frozen energy. It's a fractured energy. And it spirals downward. So this energy flows through the circuits of your CNS, your central nervous system. It flows through the crystals in your blood. It flows through the liquid in the brain, the CFS, the cerebrospinal cord fluid. And it flows through the frequency in your lymphatic system or your endocrine system. And so it lowers your immune system. So my job is to assist you. People are drawn to you whenever, number one, your immune system lights up. And I can see it in your skin. I can see it because your macabre, your carpet, your magic carpet. So that's why I like pictures, because I can see, I can tell your chi or your prana. So I can tell if you are spiraling with static, dead energy, or you are evolving with the etheric love energy. So the purpose of the life management system is to change your spiral. So that instead where you stop spiraling downward and you start spiraling upward, and we do that with the life optimization circle, because that's the spin that activates your macabre. That's how you travel. That activates your chakras. So that's how you get out of the archonic deception behaviors, the ADB. And that allows you to disconnect from them and to reconnect, and it gives you the ability to develop love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, and awareness of yourself, of others, and the true God. And then you see the impulses. You see the distractions. Then you start to see people, and you realize that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. And you see the archons. You see the negative habit pattern. And then it no longer is attractive. See, right now, your ego is attractive. The negative habit pattern, the current habit pattern is attractive. That's why we keep doing the current habit pattern, because our CNS, our central nervous system, our lymphatic system, and our blood, the crystals in the blood, the crystallite matrix inside of the blood, the 12-strand Christ DNA, again, it's not activated because of the negative energy. But they don't mind, because they want you to continue to operate in that adrenochrome environment because they feed off of that. That's why everything that you desire, when you go to the club and you're dancing at the club and you're drinking alcohol and you ingest the elixir for the demonic realm, you open a portal or a gateway. And so when you go there, like every time I go to the club, all I see is demons. I see dispositions that are taken over by the demonic horde. And it's real easy for me to see because I can see the frequency of the wave of the aura because your skin, it looks dull. It doesn't glow because it's affecting your bloodstream. It's affecting your nervous system, your CNS, your central nervous system, and it's affecting your endocrine or your lymphatic system, so it lowers your immune system. So you're subject for the autoimmune deficiency. They call it AIDS. And it's real easy for you to catch or to get some type of a sexually transmitted disease, a STD. But it's really not sexually transmitted. It is a spiritually transmitted. So all sexually transmitted, because remember, sex, sense, spirit, superior, those are all the same thing because it's all energy. So when you have sex, what happens? You are depleting. When you have an orgasm, you deplete your energy unless it's done with someone that you love because then the energy is cycled back. In other words, nobody's taking energy. Both parties are mutually exchanging energy. That's why, as I talked about, the sacred energy exchange. But the exchange, as I talked about this before, is xenogenesis. That's what sex is. But nobody that I know of is engaged and does that. Nobody understands the sacred art of not even tantra sex that's taught. I've been on shows, Punani Power, Punani Men, women out worshiping themselves, they worshiping the vagina, the black woman is God. That's all Luciferian stuff. Now, it's not Luciferian and bad, it's Luciferian that is low vibration. Why? You can't build no organization with that. If it was, every woman on earth would be multi-billionaires, and there would be huge cathedrals. There would be goddess and priest temples. Now, there used to be back in the day because those were real goddesses. There used to be temple priests because women understood their chi, their prana, and how to build it. Number one, how to identify it. Number two, how to build it. Number three, how to maintain it. Number four, how to direct it, how to monetize it, and how to freaking scale it. So that way it become an organization, not just an orgasm. Your orgasms should be building organizations. Negroes, we love to have orgasms, but we don't know how to use our orgasms to build a freaking organization. Nobody does. I don't know nobody on the freaking planet. Because the inability to connect, there's no vibrational equivalency. Everybody's selfish. Everybody's egotistical. Everybody's arrogant. Everybody's cocky. Everybody's focusing on earthly identity. Everybody's part of the satanic horde. We're all a part of this satanic force that uses methods every day to destroy us instead of empowering us. Because it attacks the blood. It attacks the central nervous system, and it attacks the lymphatic system. That three-stranded cord, now we can talk religion. I'm talking biology, because biology is how you pay your freaking bills. Biology is how you can climb up a flight of freaking stairs when you're 80. Biology is how I'm going to be knocking out babies when I'm 100 because I understand biology. Now, the goal is to get a vibrational equivalent, meaning get other people that understand the same shiznit. How? The life management system. I don't know no other system. Otherwise, I would have joined it. Like I told my children, my daughter did not want to start a dance company. She tried. She wanted to be on the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. When she was at UNT, she just wanted to be a part of the University of North Texas Cheerleading. They put her on the team. She went to every practice, and the coach would even let her perform. Freaking 30 seconds at halftime. 30 seconds. You practice, you sweat, you drink water, and eat crackers all day. for just freaking 30 seconds on the football field. And they told her, I'm sorry, you're too thick. You can be on the team. We need that one token. We need that token Negro, but you would never be on the field. Energy control, man. Told Shawty, man, get your ass up out of there. Start your own damn dance company. You see, the system is designed to make you a boy or a girl to be a freaking energy slave. Now, you can be a slave to the master if you want to. I've been there, done that, homie. And I don't care where you're at. I don't care what organization. I don't care what job. You name it, you're a slave, unless you own it. Unless you own it, unless you're a part of the management and the leadership, you are a slave. They are siphoning your energy. They're siphoning your chi. That's why I'm not a part of no organization. I'm my own organization. I take my orgasms and I build organizations. What you doing? And I don't know no other system on earth other than the life management system. Everybody that you know should be on this. And I've offered this. I have it on my website. I'm looking for facilitators, man. I'm looking for people who want to take what I've already built and take it to the next level. You torque it, you put your own fingerprint on it. That's the highest system I got. That's 20 grand, 25 grand. That's the 2020 system. So for $20,000, I come to your house. I teach you exactly what I do. Hey, you ain't got to come to me. I will come to you. For 20, 25 grand, yeah, I come to your house. I hang out with you for a week. Or however long it takes for you to learn everything. You get every book I've ever published. You can take my name off on it and put your name on it. This ain't no damn ego trip. I ain't no ego trip. I don't care if anybody knows where you got the system from. As long as you help people. That's what I'm about. I'm about freaking helping people. You know how many black men now walking around in circles? Negroes think that they're doing something just because they got a freaking Mercedes Benz or a nice car. Because let me get this right. So you bounce a ball for the white man or the blue man or the green man. They pay you $100 million. Kawhi Leonard just signed a contract for like $100 million. You know how much the owner's going to make off that fool? Now, this is modern-day slavery. Now, he actually think he's doing something. Now, I ain't mad at him. We all slaves to some degree. But we got to understand the game. The game is for you to own your own energy. What happens if every black NFL player got together and they told the white players and the white owners, we ain't playing on no Sunday. We're going to form our own league. What do you think would happen? I'll tell you what would happen. Them Negroes would be dead. That's why they ain't did it. They got the money. What happened to all the NBA? What if all the old guys? What if Magic Johnson? What if Michael Jordan? What if you know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? You know how much money them Negroes got? What if they got? What if every retired older black athlete got together and formed their own league, built their own stadium, sold their own alcohol, got hooked up with PDD, sold his vet. What if they did that? You know what would happen? Y'all remember what happened in Oklahoma with the Black Wall Street? What happened? They came in and burnt that shizness to the mother ground. So I'm not recommending that. You can't win. You don't take on the government. But what I am recommending is to do exactly what I did. Inside of the system, build your own system. That's what that's what the HBCU is, basically. It's a black college inside of the college. It helped building. Now, again, this is not just about race. This is about individuality, meaning that your job is to use your own energy to help yourself, help your family, and then help hopefully your community, and then help everybody else who see worth and value in your system. That's all I did. So, Brother Will, what are you saying, though? What I'm simply telling you today is either you build your own system or you need to join my system. Now, I'm not talking about joining my system as a client. I'm talking about joining my system as a freaking owner. I'm a leader. I'm looking for leaders. I got enough clients already. I like y'all. I appreciate y'all. I will keep taking your money. No problem. Keep making that payment every 30 days. But when you're done, when you finish the system, the goal is for you to get your own key and say, Doc, I'm ready to drive my own vehicle. I don't want to be a passenger anymore. I appreciate you. You're a good driver, Doc. I like driving with you. I like, you know, riding shotgun. But give me the keys, homie. I'm ready to drive this mother myself. And then you drive off into the freaking sunset. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for facilitators. I'm looking for people who want to not reinvent the wheel. It's already been invented. Hell, I didn't even invent it. All I did was freaking discover it. I just identified it. That's what I'm going to do for you. Everybody on this call is a leader. There is no followers. We're all kings. Lions, there's only one male lion in the pride. When the young male lions get old, what happened to them? The male lion, he kicked their aspiratus until y'all get up out of chill. There can only be one king in this kingdom. That's what you should be doing. So when people join the life management system, they get to a certain point, and I can sense, and they get a little nervous. They don't know how to leave the system. Boo boo, my system is not designed for you to stay here forever. But the system is designed for you to stay here long enough for you to learn how to be you, for you to, number one, identify. That may take you a week. It may take you a year. It may take you 5 years. This is not a race. You ain't not trying to get here fast. This is about slow and steady. This is about understanding that the race is not won by the swift, but it's won by he that endureth to the end. And the way that you endure to the end is to go within. The way that you endure to the end is to go within. Now, the life management system is the only system that I'm aware of. I've seen a lot of great systems on this earth. I've talked to a lot of great people. Oh, man, I've been through Tony Robbins stuff. Oh, man, I've Tom Boole stuff. Oh, man, Les Brown stuff. Way back in the day, before a lot of you guys was even born, I was in a self-help movement, man. I spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on trying to improve the self. Then I realized that there is no self. It's like trying to dodge bullets. Then you realize there is no bullets. They only exist if you want them to exist. It's like mourning death, loss, grief. Then you realize that's a waste of energy. Why are you doing that? What does mourning do? What does grief do? What does loss do? How can you lose something that you never had? There's a saying that says energy is neither created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred. That's kind of a half-truth. You can't create any energy nor destroy it. That is kind of true. You are energy. You are eternal. All you do is change forms. You just change dimensions. So why would you mourn or cry when somebody changed dimensions? If you want to go with them, you just change dimensions too. You can change dimensions anytime you want. You don't have to. Now, you can stay in the physical body and change dimensions. You don't have to leave the physical body. Or when you no longer need the physical body, or when the physical body doesn't serve you, because the physical body is a vehicle. It's like my car. I had cars that the car I had. Now, I still got it, but I got another car. So now I got two cars. Did y'all hear what I just said? So now I got two cars. So the question is, how many cars can you drive? Depends on your energy. How much energy you got? Y'all don't want me to talk about that. We don't want to talk about this duality, this dual nature, these dual vehicles that you can drive. What is the difference between death and sleep? That's the difference between my Camaro and my Impulse. My Camaro drives really fast. It's a sports car. Now, the wife drives an Equinox. That's more like a family car. Then I got another little car. So how many cars can I have? How many cars can I pay for? How many cars can I buy with my energy? Some people got multiple cars. They call avatars. Well, who and what are the 12 crucified saviors? Are they 12 separate individuals? Or are they just one energy with 12 vehicles? because that energy is so powerful. Do y'all want to know the truth, or you want to stick with King James? I don't know if y'all ready. Do y'all want to play church, or y'all want to build a kingdom? Do you want to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth? That's what I'm doing. I'm looking for co-facilitators who are willing to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. I remember going out to St. Martinville and looking at the facility out there and connecting with one of the clients and the sisters. And immediately, and I remember talking with this yesterday with Brother Alvin. I'm telling you up front so that way you know. I'm a dangerous person. Because immediately after that, bad things start to happen in that couple's life. Now they're not even on the grid anymore. But Alvin told me something yesterday. We were doing a one-on-one. He like, man, dude, ever since I got with you, Doc, I like you, brother. I appreciate you. But, man, like, my life, like, shit started happening, bro. Like, what the is going on? So you just think that they, whoever they are, they're just going to let you build your own. They're going to let you take your energy. If Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dr. J, Larry Bird, they all got together and decided to start their own league, do you honestly think the National Basketball Association, the NBA, is just going on? Sure, y'all go right ahead. How many football leagues have started and they all failed? Yeah, the last one just started with a team in for 6 months, and now they're gone. What happened to them? NFL, so I'm gone. So you mean to tell me you're going up against a universal, like, let me make sure y'all understand the game. This is why the life management system is so important. This is why I'm always a target. This is why you got to operate with spiritual discernment. Like, just don't say, yeah, Doc, what you're saying is great, homie. I want to go ahead and join up with your system. Okay? That's great. Now, the enemy is not going to join you or nothing will happen to you if you low vibration. Nothing. If you deal with the three elves, life is good. Ball out of control. Because why? It doesn't benefit anybody. Spiritually. Nobody can benefit off of fun, fighting, and effing. Zero. That's low vibration. So you can ball out of control. So if you want to be safe, I recommend starting a business in those areas. Promote fear. Promote fight. Promote flight. I promote procreation. I wasn't about to drop an F-bomb, but, you know, I'm trying to vibrate on a higher level. We'll put it that way. Now, if you do that, you're good, boo-boo. You can ball out of control. You're going to make lots of money. You're going to have a lot of negative entities around you. You're going to draw that element. It's just like if you're a stripper. Now, back in my younger days, I dibbled and dabbled, you know, for a little bit as well. I wasn't always Master Teacher 33. Yeah, y'all don't know about Chocolate Thunder. We're going to leave that alone. Another study for another time. But all I'm simply saying is that in that element, the reason I got out of the element very quickly, because number one, it was always dark at the club. There was always drugs. There was always alcohol. And there was always drama. Somebody would sleep with somebody. It was always love and hip-hop. It was always like basketball-wise. Somebody throwing a drink on somebody. Somebody trying to cut somebody. It was always drama. And y'all know me. I don't do drama. So I got in and I got out because I didn't like the element. I didn't like the environment. So I couldn't do low vibrational stuff. Now, I could make money. I was getting paid. But the stuff that comes with the paper. So if you can deal with the stuff that comes with the paper, boo-boo, do you. Ball out of control. I'm not mad at you. Because why? You stay off the grid. You're not a threat to the system because you're part of the system. So, again, that is nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about how to develop a kingdom. That's what that means. The word kingdom means basilia. That means dominion. So the life, emphasis on the word life, that means zoe, zoao, life. That means that your brain is immersed in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control against such things. You vibrate above the wall, W-A-L. You vibrate above the law, L-A-W. So you're not subject to the law. So the lower laws, that's the laws that we have right now. Those are the 42 laws of Ma'at, doesn't apply to me. The seven laws of the hermeneutics, A thought doesn't apply to me. The law of one applies to me because I'm one with source. And the law of one is the level of spiritual maturity and integration into the comprehension that all things are made of intelligent energy. The law of one is the sacred science of the mechanics. Not quanta. A quanta means a package of the mechanics. I'm talking about all of the mechanics. This is the sacred law of the mechanics of what is called the oil, the Christos, the crystal light matrix. This is the sacred science. It's a sacred science. It is sacred. It is sex. It is S, sacred. E, energy. Exogenesis. X-E-N-O. Genesis. That is sex. That's the kind of sex you should have sex in the brain. You should not have sex on the brain. That's how you build. That's how you take your orgasm and you build an organization and you keep your energy yourself instead of giving it away. Right now you're prostituting your energy. You're prostituting your gifts. You're casting your pearls among swine. There's just different levels of swine, but they're all swine. How do you know a swine? You know that the pig organ is the closest to a human? Let me make sure you understand. Do you know that the pig's organ is closer to a human? That's why when Jesus cast out the demons, they said, hey, hold up. We don't want to leave this dimension. We want to stay on this frequency, this wave or this vibration. Can we go into the pig? Because that's the same thing as a human. That's why we eat pigs. It's the closest to a human. It's the closest to cannibalism. When you eat an animal, you take the animal energy. When you eat a human, you take their energy. When a person dies, a person's energy is absorbed by their family members or their enemies. You see, but physicality doesn't exist. Physicality is just a figmentation of your vivid imagination. When you establish the kingdom of God, the word kingdom means basileia. Basileia means a mental disposition. It is not a physical location. It's a mental being. It's a mental state. It's a mental disposition. As I said, death is simply the inability to maintain a mental disposition. That's it. So there is no death. There is just entrance into a different dimension. Death is just freedom from the limitations of a body. But it's still about identifying, building, maintaining, directing, monetizing, scaling energy. Now, I just recommend that if you're going to do that you do that according to the universal spiritual laws that govern all creation, that says all is one and one is all. What does that mean? Whatever you do to me, you do to yourself. So this is the state of being that is one. It's an inner peace because it's the exact same as the source. What is source? It's all knowing. It's all power. It's all present. It's all simple. It's all benevolent. That's the only thing I'm doing. That's the life management system. That's the level I'm at. I'm not vibrating on no other level. I'm vibrating on those five frequencies. No other frequencies am I on. And your ability to over and understand that frequency is the frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So the life management system, it starts off with identifying that, hey, dude, do that. You're on the wrong floor. And when I tell people that, they're like, what do you mean, dog? I'm balling out of control. There are multi-billionaires. They're just low vibrational imps. They just punks for the devil. Devil being low vibration. Vibration being fun, fighting, effing. Fight, flight, freeze, or procreating. Now, again, that's not bad or good. It's just vibration. So your job is to establish and learn how to connect using your biological internet, what I call the Wi-Fi. How do you connect? What they call exogenesis, what they call etymology. This is called word magic. That's why this is all in my system. Now, it ain't my system. I just got it from Source. And I just asked Source, how does the system work? And so I wrote a book called The Wi-Fi, How to Use the Body Systems. Do you know that your human body is just, that's why it's called organs, because those are musical instruments. And those musical instruments are designed to be played. That's the power of word magic. Certain words activate certain organs. That's why I can say, I can call you out your name and your heart start beating fast. Why? Because you getting ready to fight. You getting ready to flight. You getting ready to freeze. Or I can say other words, hey, you're beautiful, you're sexy, you're this, you're that, or whatever. And then you become more relaxed. Your heart slows down. Your breathing, it's more sensual. It's more sexual. Why? The genie is in the genes. That is sex. Sacred, that means set apart. Energy, that means entity. That's an entity. That means your energy, I-N-N-E-R-G, your inner God. Exogenesis, that means the transferring of genes. That means the changing of the genes. So the genie is in the genes. Interesting. I got a book that explains the DNA, the genes, and the chromosomes. And in this book, I break down how you must become your own genie. That's one of the 50 books that's a part of the Life Management System. So if you can understand your genes, you become your own genie. That's what the whole purpose of the book is about. It's the power of understanding what the Bible calls vain repetition. Vain imagination and vain repetition. Because what is it? Repeating. Now, brothers and sisters, Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 says, Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release from darkness his prisoners. Everybody listening to this call, maybe not everybody, but most people listening to this call, you are chained up according to Jude 6. Your DNA holds you captive inside of this dirt suit. The Life Management System is not the only system, but it's the best one that I know. That allows you to release your consciousness, the Christ consciousness, so that way you can vibrationally do what it says in Philippians 2:5. Let this mind, not body, let this mind, not body, let this mind, not body, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form, metamorpho, who being in the form, not body, in the form, not body, in the mental form, the mental disposition of God, but did not consider robbery to be equal with God and made himself of no reputation, meaning he built his own system, meaning he aligned his mind with God's design. So Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1, that's what I've done. I built Isaiah 61. I built a system that anoints you because I proclaim to you the good news that you ain't poor. And then I bind up that negative habit pattern. That's the broken heart. And then I proclaim, hey, hey, homie, hey, queen, hey, king, you free now, boy. You ain't the master's B-I-T-C-H no more. You can leave the plantation. You can leave the planet. You can leave this planned net. You've learned, you've loved, you've lived. Now you are light, now you're conscious, now you can leave. Exit stage left. Get off this rock because it's too small for you. This is a vibrational prison. This is the blueprint for success. So I wrote a book called Cladonomics, The Temple Builder's DNA Blueprint for Success. And that is the key to destroying the negative habit pattern. Then I wrote another book called The Biology of the Temple. And in that book, on the cover of that book, is a picture of your aura and your chi that's broken down to the subatomic planks and to the quarks and to the quinoles, and how you activate the subatomic particles. Because according to Hebrews chapter 11, the subatomic particles make up the atomic particles. And I talk about that in that. This is one of the 50 books that comes with this program. Because the program is based upon what Source gave me, because my name is Betzalel. B-E-T-Z-A-L-E-Z. El means God. Beta is the same thing as Meta. That means before God. But what does that mean? That means in the shadow. So the word Betzalel means in the shadow of God. Because the shadow is only present when it's in the light. That means in the light of God. So my name means in the light of God. So that way you can get off of this planned net. This is a plan to keep you in a net. That's why it's called a planet. Because the ETs made this plan, the extraterrestrial. But extra just means additional. Terrestrial means dirt. So there are other dirt beings. That's all it is. There are other dirt beings who got a plan to keep your consciousness here because they ain't got one. They don't have empathy and sympathy. So the whole plan of this planet is to keep you trapped here so that way they can siphon your chi and your prana. That's the plan of the additional dirt beings. These additional dirt beings, they got a plan. And according to the additional dirt beings' plan, they want to keep you chained in this, and so they use your DNA to keep your spirit, your consciousness, your awareness, your memories trapped in this dimension. So what I did is I developed a system that based upon what the Bible calls the 12 tribes of Israel. I got another system that's based upon the 12 attributes of God. I got another system. This is all the same system, by the way. Inside the same system is the 12 attributes of God, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 vibes, the 12 traits, the 12 strand DNA, the 12 cranial nerves, the 12 gates, the 12 months, the 12 constellations, the 12 zodiac signs, the 12 primary meridian lines inside of the body. There's 12 inches in a foot. There's 12 months in a year. There's 12 tectonic plates in the earth that connect back to the 12 constellations in the sky. This is the law of 12. It's extremely, extremely, extremely important. Because there's a bunch of low vibrational beings who do not understand the big picture. Because they drunk the purple Kool-Aid. They actually think that they dookie don't stink. That simply means that when a man or woman starts to think too highly of themselves, they lose themselves. Because they lose source. Because source is one. That means that it's not possible for something or someone or some energy to operate outside of source. And when people start assuming that they are blooming, that's when they start, again, losing. They start decreasing. So the ability to over-understand, brothers and sisters, that each and every individual is an individual expression of source code on earth. That's me. That's you. We are all individual expressions. So when I pull out my individuality, I turn back to, again, singularity. Let me say it again. When I remove my individuality, I return back to singularity. Let me say it again. When I remove my individuality, I come down here, I gather information, I get resources, and then I return back to singularity. It's extremely important because each and every one of us has this ability to take our name, our niche, and our narrative and to create a product, service, or information that benefits other people more than it benefits the self. Now, you can use my system to promote my system. And like I told everybody, especially because if you're a facilitator, then I just, in exchange for the payment, then everything that you make is yours. You don't pay me anything. Only thing that you pay me after that is just the resale rights for new books and new information that I'm developing over the years. And so we talked about that's the highest level, that's the facilitator level. Now, we do have, you know, what everybody's doing, and that is if you partner with me, And for every person that you bring in, we split 50-50. So you recommend somebody to the program. Again, you can use that. Those funds can be used to offset any additional funds that you owe me, or you just receive the funds into your PayPal account. Now, words, music, media, movies, they all create altered states of consciousness, meaning they change your mind. Now, let me make sure you understand, because death is simply changing your mind. You see, the Bible talks about casting down imaginations. Those are image nations. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. God is the generator, the operator, and the director. That's you. So everything that tries to isolate or vibrate, there's a people going to come into your life that tells you that they're better than your life. There's nobody better. There's nobody worse. We're all the same. I don't look up to no man, no woman, or no child. And I don't look down to no man, no woman, no child. I look you in the eye, boo-boo. You may think you're better than me, but you ain't. You're just a squirrel trying to bust a nut. Get in line. See, there's a lot of people who do not understand, and people are trying to punk you to make themselves appear better than you. Your job is to make sure that you're not impressed by no man, no woman, or no child. And at the same time, you don't think you're better than no man, no woman, or child. Because then you're able to oscillate and vibrate according to your God-given design. Casting down imaginations and every high thing. There are a lot of people fly in on their silver surf that think they're better than you. I've met them. They're very bougie. They carry themselves like they're God's gift to the planet. But guess what? If you put a bullet in their head, what happened? Them suckers drop just like anybody else. So I'm not impressed by your wares or lack thereof. It's important, my brothers. It's important, my sisters, because you do not know who you are. Because there's things that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of you. And your job is to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. That's your job. It's to cast down imaginations and high things. Because there's some people who try to make you feel inferior. Your job is, again, do not buy the hype. Do not buy the rhetoric. And then the enemy, he's going to get you to take you and use you against you. What is your problem right now? You know what your problem is? Your gift. Let me tell everybody their problem. Everybody got a pen and paper? Let me tell you why you are in Groundhog's Day. Why you're not vibrating on a higher level. Why you still just focusing on, you know, having a bunch of orgasms instead of having, you know, orgasms that build organizations. I'm not saying you don't have orgasms. I'm saying that the orgasms should be building something. Negroes just having orgasms for pleasure. Boo-boo, that's not what it's for. I know that's another study for another time, but eventually in order for you to shine, you got to get into the rhythm and the rhyme of how to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and maintain toe-curling relationships. Now, this ain't no, you won't find this taught in no damn church. This is, this is source code stuff. Everybody on this call got one problem. And what's your problem? It's your gift. What's your gift? The month that you was born. Well, hold up, Doc. I thought you said that that's our gift. Absolutely. Remember, I worked at a supermax. I worked with devils, real ones. I didn't read about it in no damn book. If you want to go to the devil, you want to see the devil, go rob First National Bank, do a federal crime. That way you go to a federal supermax, not these little boys' schools, not a local jail. You got to do some federal time. Go to a federal supermax. Go to Leavenworth. Go to any supermax prison. You will meet the devil, guaranteed. But how did he get there? So the devil takes your gift, and he makes you to be super confident and super arrogant and super cocky in it, and then you go out there and crash and burn. So if you're January, your gift and your flaw is love. If you're born in February, your gift and your flaw is spirituality. You are so spiritual that you're stupid. If you're born in January, you got so much love that you're a doormat. Everybody's wiping their aspiratus with your love. If you're born in March, you're so courageous that you're standing in the face of adversity right now. You are in an environment where people are just pissing on you, and you calling it rain because you got courage. Oh, you're courageous. You look the devil in the eye. If you're born in April, oh, man, you're an energizer bunny. Everybody loves you because guess what? Every time they low, they call you. Why? You got to amp them up. You're an amplifier. That's your strength and that's your flaw. Because guess what? You can do that all day. So the devil gets you to do that all day. That way you spin your wheels all day. Now, you ain't making no money. Guaranteed you ain't made a dime. But you feel like you made a dime. Remember, we already talked about this. We already talked about the difference between your motivated abilities payment and your motivated abilities payoff. One is paper. The other is emotion. But the brain confuses the emotional payment with the physical payment. Oh, everybody's getting an emotional payment. I'm on an emotional high right now. But I ain't making no money off this show. So after the show, I'm going to get my black ass to work. Don't get it confused, boo-boo. Oh, I like the emotional high, too. But it's not either or for me. I'm getting poo nanny and paper. Let's not get it twisted. Let's keep it real. And if you're born in May, you are balanced, Mr. or Mrs. Balance. And the enemy is using your balance to keep you unbalanced. So you got to pimp the game. If you're born in June, it's feminine wisdom. Oh, you are very wise in the area of nurturing and compassion. And because you're so wise, you draw a plethora. Like one of my clients, Sister Zakia, always have an entourage of female, a female entourage. How many of them paying for anything, though? But is it the entourage's fault? Nah. You ain't got no product. You ain't got no service. You ain't got no information. All that you can give them is penis or poonanny. So people come to you, but you ain't got nothing that reveals you. You can't monetize you because you have not identified. You have not built. You have not maintained. You have not directed. You have not monetized. You have not scaled. It is the inability to maintain mental effort. That's death. Death is the inability to do this, what? Learn, live, love, light, leave. That's death. Death is the inability to maintain your brain inside of your God-given design. If you're born in the month of July, you are taking massive action. You're working like a Hebrew slave. You're all over the place. You're action, action. We want action. ACT, ION. Oh, they call you Action Jackson. You on the grind. Every time somebody needs something done, they call you. But how many people are paying you? Oh, you're doing a lot of action, but your problem is you're doing too much action. So you're born in July, you ain't finished the first action before you start the second. You got a trail of action steps, but none of them are completed. You're a good starter, but you're not a good finisher. How do I know? I didn't read that shit in no book. You're talking to Mr. Action himself. I got a garage. Two storage places and a garage full of shit since I started. Ain't nothing finished. Action, action, action. Action is your gift and action is your curse. If you're born in August, we got something for you, boo-boo. You're born in August, you are Mr. or Mrs. Healer. Everybody calls you because you're Mr. Calm, you're Mr. Soothing, you're Mr., you know, Relax. You know, it's the healing of the heart. And the mind, really the soul, the mind, will, emotion, imagination. Those people that are born in August, it's really interesting, very, very, very soothing, calming voice, but you never move forward. It's like you get lulled to sleep. And by the time you wake up, you 80, and you ain't bust no grapes. Life is gone. Then you DYE and come back. That's August. September, that's me, Mr. Awareness. I was born in September. So September, if you're born in September like me, guess what your curse is? You got the curse of Mr. Awareness. You know what the problem with being totally aware is? That you are totally overwhelmed. Because when you're totally aware, you see shit that's coming, and you just sit back, and you're so tired of seeing it and not being able to be it. It's like you ever go to a candy, it's like being able to go to the circus, but you're not part of the circus. It's being able to see the nookie, but you can't catch the nookie. It's like a kid on Christmas Day. It's like going to a kid in the candy store. Mr. Awareness, it's like you go and you're looking through the window and you can see everything. Nobody else can see because to everybody else, people can't see through the glass. But if you're born in September, you can see through the glass. You got x-ray vision. You can see through people, but you can't be with people. The curse of September is total awareness. The gift of September is total awareness. You see how the enemy is smooth. Man, the adversary, which is you, by the way, you are so intelligent that you kicking your own. Everybody on this call, y'all are so smart, and you're so intelligent, and you're so anointed, and you're so powerful that you are disempowering yourself. That's how powerful you are. That's awareness. September. Your gift is you can see everything. The problem is you can see everything. So what happens if you see everything? You get paralyzed because you can't do anything. You can't do everything. The curse of September is, if you know, back here in Texas, they used to have a Baskin Robbins. I think they closed them all. I can't find Baskin Robbins. Baskin Robbins was an ice cream place. It was called 31 Flavors. And I used to have this problem. Every time I would go to Baskin Robbins, I saw all 31 flavors. And I couldn't make a decision on which flavor I wanted. I wanted all 31. But you can't have all 31 flavors. That's September. October, emotional balance. So October is they are the poster child of emotional zen. October. And the problem with October is they're the poster child of emotional balance. So the enemy use your against you. Now, we all know the dark side of the gift, but that's not really the dark side. See, everybody thinks the dark side is the opposite, and it is. But that's not the only thing he got for you. So in October, instead of you having emotional balance, you are emotional and you have no balance. You are unbalanced. And so then you fight to get emotional balance, and then he uses that against you too. So the enemy got a two-stranded cord. He got a double-edged sword to try to keep you off balance. That's the emotional side of October. November, wow. November's my buddy Jay Money. He is, Brother Jasper was born. This dude is the most unsuccessful dude I know. Because you're so successful, but you don't know you're successful because your definition of success is flawed. You can't see your success. So if you're born in November, all of your success just creates more of a mess because you can't see your success. And so it's extremely, 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 extremely important. Because if you're born in November, your success is your problem because you think that you already success. So you ain't got to do no success. But your success is not truly success. So he uses it against you. And if you're born in December, it's wisdom, spiritual wisdom, particularly in the month of December. It simply means people in December are so wise that they're stupid. Why? Because wisdom is always evolving. The only thing in life that is certain is change. People that are born in December can't change. Why? They have no need to change. Why? They're successful with their change. So people that's born in December, you will find them that they're the most staunch traditionalist on the planet. Because, again, their curse is their gift. Because nobody thinks that their gift is a curse. Everybody thinks that their gift is a gift. Now, the definition of the word gift, we just assume that it's something benevolent. No, boo-boo, devil ain't stupid. He knows how to keep you from shining. So the whole purpose of the life management system is to see all angles by which the enemy is coming at you and for you to develop a product service information that allows you to shine, whether it's rain or shine. So whatever degree, no matter, all things work together for your good. That's the purpose of the life management system. The purpose of the life management system is for you to understand that all things work together for your good. Even what I just said, even though it's negative, is you take the negative and you transmute it into positive. That's the purpose of the life management system. The purpose of the life management system is for you to identify, to build, to maintain, to direct, to monetize, and to scale your energy. That is it, not my energy, yours. You can't do nothing with my energy. You got to use your own. So I'm looking for people who want to take their energy and identify it, build it, maintain it, direct it, monetize it, and scale it by using my charts, by using my books, by using my, this is an outline. You got to still fill in the words. This is a, we're writing a book called Your Life, but you got to put in the title. You got to put in the niche, and you got to put in your the synthesis or your narrative. I am just giving you the vehicle to drive. You still got to drive it. So the purpose of the life management system is to assist you with being you, not me. But people are afraid of themselves because they see the greatness inside of themselves. So for everybody on this call, you have a choice to make today. Again, you can join me, or you can just start from scratch and build your own system. See, your level of depression is an indication of your level of deception. Let me say it again real slow. Somebody should write that down. Your level of deception, or I'm sorry, depression. You know how many people I know that's depressed that are successful? Excuse me. Do you know how many people that I know right now that got a lot of money, they got perfect health, they can quote scriptures front and back. They got degrees from Harvard and Yale, all the major universities. They're very wise. They in a great relationship. They've been married for 1,000 years. Their life on paper is great, and they are in deep depression. Why? Can you explain to me how in the world you are depressed? Now, if anybody should be depressed, it should be me. I just put my 19-year-old daughter, or I just said goodbye to the physical embodiment of my 19-year-old daughter. 19. That's it. She didn't get a chance to do a lot, none of the stuff that I've done. So if anybody should be depressed, it should be me. And I'm doing one-on-ones and talking to people that are more depressed than me. They ain't buried nobody. They got a bunch of money in their pocket. They in perfect health. They know, but they got more degrees and stuff than me. They've been married longer than me. They had a better relationship, supposedly, at least on paper, than me. How the hell are they more depressed than me? Can you please break that down, man? How the hell are you depressed? I know why you're depressed, and you know why you're depressed. Because you ain't authentic. You faking the funk. Your energy has been stifled. All that energy that you got, you like, excuse me. You're blowing, but the harder you blow to put oxygen into the balloon, guess what? There's two holes in the back of the balloon, and the air is coming out. So you like, you're blowing really hard to put air in the balloon. That's your circle. That's your Kirker. That is the life optimization circle. How do you put holes in your own balloon? This is why you need the life management system. This is why every person you meet, you should be telling them about the life management system. This is why you should be enrolling every person that you know in the life management system. And I'm going to pay you $500. The course is $1,000. I'm going to pay you $500 for everybody that joins up in the life management system. And if you join up and if you get in on the $20,000 system, I'm going to teach you how to process the reports. I'm going to teach you how to do the life management system. I'm going to give you my books. I'm going to teach you that way you can keep 75% of everything that comes in. Or you just do it yourself. You don't even need my system. My system is just a shortcut. You can do the same thing. You can go directly to the source yourself. The word depression means a lowering of one's mental state. Low vibrational beings don't even know what that means. They think depression has something to do with stuff that's outside of you. There are some people who think that depression has something to do with a mental disposition. There are some people that they don't understand the word depression. If you look at the word, it means deep and it means pressed. It means that deep, you've been pressed. But the word depression is preceded by the word oppression. You cannot have depression unless you have oppression. So depression don't mean shizness unless you understand that before you can be depressed, homeboy, before you can be depressed, homegirl, you must be oppressed. And oppressed means cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. It is perceived. It ain't real. It is perceived. Now, I'm not saying that it's not real. It could be real. Now, if anybody that should be oppressed, it should be me. My daughter came into this world basically with problems. She just had digestive problems. That was cruel. I felt it was harsh, and I felt it was unjust. She didn't do nothing. So like the Bible says, why is this man born blind? Was it because his mama sinned or his daddy sinned? Who sinned that this man is born blind? What does the Bible say? John 9. Excuse me. Nobody sinned, but he was born that way so that the power of source can be revealed on this planet. Depression is so that the power of source can be revealed inside your body. Now, let me make sure you understand, my brothers. Let me make sure you understand, my sisters. Because oppression, I go to the hood. I see a bunch of Negroes standing at the corner with a brown bag in their hand. And they ain't busting no grapes. They oppressed. They think that the white man got his foot on their neck. They are oppressed. It's cruel, Brother Will. It's harsh. That's just what they tell me. And it's unjust. Cruel, harsh, unjust. That's oppression. Then that leads to step two. Depression. Your mental disposition, you used to shoot for the stars. You used to have a dream. You used to have a goal. You used to get up with energy. Now all your energy is gone. Now your mental disposition has been pushed down to make room for what? Possession. Oppression, depression, possession. And then sprinkle in a little bit of recession. I'm going to take your money too. That way your ass can die broke and alone in a hotel room. How do all conscious leaders, black conscious leaders, die? Number one, their own homeboys sell them out. Ask Dr. King. Ask my buddy. I talked to Delbert Blair before he left. In a hotel room, broke and alone. Don't know who Delbert Blair is? Go to Google and type in Delbert Blair. Triple dare you. Triple dare you to go to Google and type it in. He was and is the original master teacher. What happened to Delbert Blair? Most Negroes don't even know who he is. It's a travesty. Freaking travesty. But that's the devil's system. And he good at what he do, brothers and sisters. See, y'all playing church. The devil, he playing to bury your ass. And he playing for keeps. Delbert Blair was probably the brightest mind on the planet. Now, we know about Nikola Tesla. We know about all these, you know. Now, again, nothing against the Caucasian gurus, but every black person should know who Delbert Blair is, Dr. Delbert Blair. But most people don't. Brothers and sisters, the life management system, to my knowledge to date, I know I am not the Lone Ranger. I know that this is not the only system out there that will identify your true God-given source. I'm not talking about no damn multi-level marketing scheme. I'm not talking about no damn Bitcoin. I'm not talking about no damn fad. I ain't talking about no freaking skinny jeans. I ain't talking about making no you know, perfume or none of this other bullshit that Negroes like to do. Those are fads. That shizness come and that shizness go. I'm talking about your DNA. I'm talking about your consciousness. I'm talking about your source. I'm talking about God himself. God himself, the big G, not the little one, he buried himself inside of you because he knew that's the one place you would not look. But I looked and I found source. And I'm talking about identifying source. Number one, identify source. Number two, build something with that source. Number three, maintain what you've built from source. Number three, now start to drive or direct whatever it is that you've identified and built and maintained. Direct it into a direction, one direction that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself. Then, my brothers, then my sisters, people will monitor, people will pay you for it because you develop something called chemistry. You got a vibe. Once you monetize it, then you can scale it. That's where I'm at right now. Right now, I'm at the last phase of the game, scale. My name will be known around the globe. So will the Life Management System. Not because I'm Billy Badass. Nope, it's just because I'm one with Source. So are you. So if my name is going to be known around the globe, so is yours. Because guess what? When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Me and you are in the Father. Me and you are the Father. Me and you are part of the Father, the Mother, and the Son. To the degree that you can understand that you are one with Source, to the degree that you can understand the world within, bam, that is only when you can begin. When you begin to understand the world within, that is when you can begin. Only to the degree that you understand the world within, that is the degree that you can begin. In order to begin, you got to heal your organs. You got to prepare the energy body for the last trip. You got to amp up your immune system. You got to calm down your CNS and your central nervous system and your CSF. You got to clear out your CFL. You got to filter out all the junk out of your cerebral spinal cord fluid. So the kundalini and the kundalini buffer, the sodium and potassium, the electricity and the magnetism can flow freely to activate the macabre, the magic carpet, so you can ride off into the sunset. And the way that you can do that is with the breath. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood, but the life of the spirit is in the breath. And my brothers and my sisters, the Life Management System is the only system that I know of that's designed to assist you with doing that and understanding the world within. The world within takes you on a journey into the body and not into outer space. The Life Management System allows you to go within so that way you can begin. There are seven modules inside of this system. Everybody that's on this call that's a part of the Life Management System, you already have those seven modules. You should be going through those seven modules and then go back through them again and again and again. Module number one, identify the negative habit pattern. Module number two, identify the life-sustaining pattern. Module number three, cladonomics. That means behavior modification. What does that mean? Replace the negative habit pattern with the new life-sustaining pattern. Module number four, that's space mastery. That's your name, your niche, your narrative. Module number five, that's health mastery. That's under, over, and understanding alkalinity. That's understanding colloid or colloidal silver. That's also understanding structured water that have nanoparticles of silver, because silver, just like in all the movies, they have silver bullets and they kill vampires. What do vampires do? Suck your blood. Where's your energy at? In your blood. Why is all of the vampire movies Look at all of the underworld movies. They're combining vampires and werewolves now. Remember, go back and watch Blade. Why was he called a Daywalker? That's you. You are the Daywalker. Your ability to understand what vampirism means, it is in the movie. Watch Dracula Untold, Dracul, Lord Impella, to over, under, and understand. Module number 5, health mastery. Health mastery has nothing to do with the physical health. It has to do with the siphoning of your energy. You need to maintain your inner chi, because your inner chi is hidden in your energy. It's all about capturing consciousness, memories, and light. Module number 6 is the wealth module. That's the module that deals with organizing systems. That's the final piece of the puzzle when we go to identify, build, maintain, direct, monetize, scale. That's number 6. Module number 6 is the module that deals with scaling. That's the 30 steps in 30 days. That's how you scale. It's very, very important because there's very few people who understand, number 1, advertise, number 2, capture, number 3, sell. But it's not S-E-L-L, it's C-E-L-L. Advertise and capture, sell. That is what I call purpose-based production. That is module number 6. And the final module in the life management system is module number 7. That is the relationship module, which is the wisdom module. That is the relating. That is mutual love, mutual respect. You see, brothers and sisters, all problems exist because there is unrealistic expectation. You expect something to happen and it doesn't. You get pissed off. You take your energy. That's it. All relationship has one problem: unrealistic expectations. You expect somebody else to do something for you that you should do for yourself. So module number 7 breaks down what is true relationship. It doesn't exist on the planet. That's called unconditional love. Unconditional love is I'm going to treat you the same whether you like me or you don't, whether you pay me or you don't, whether you take your energy out or you don't. I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why? Source is omni. That means always. That's module number 7. Very few people understand omni because it doesn't exist on this planet. This is all a higher level of consciousness. The life management system, the basic system, there's 3 systems. There's the basic, there's the intermediate, there's the advanced. The basic life management system, that's where everybody starts at, is $1,000. If you know anybody that don't know their purpose, all you got to do is tell them. Go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Go to it. When they finish that, tell them, check out my Blog Talk channel, www.blogtalkradio.com/masterteacher33. 5,000 free shows, 5,000. After they listen to all 5,000 of those, tell them to go to my YouTube channel, 500 videos, some of which are duplicate of what's on the Blog Talk channel. But it's good. The more you hear it, the more you understand it. www.youtube.com/wakeupblackamerica. After they finish that, they still need further assistance. Now, all of that's free. After they finish all the free stuff, because Negroes are talking about, what a bunch of charge, $20,000 for his stuff. There's $1,000 to buy his system. Negroes, man, they don't even understand the shit. I've given away more stuff than they ever even thought of creating. That's why I charge $1,000. Because at that point, after all of that, if you still don't get it, then I know that disposition in your head. yeah, I know who that is. That's Belfalgar. That's Asmodeus. That's Leviathan. That's Lucifer. That is a ruling disposition. That means we got to get in there. We got to choke that fool out. We got to take him out. That requires identifying that name. That's why Yahushua always says, "What is your name?" Because if you don't know the name of the disposition, you can't get rid of the disposition. So then they're ready for the life management system. We identify that disposition. We replace that disposition with Zoe life. We establish cuddleonomics, which is go down and it removes all the energy blocks, all of the emotional blocks, all of the DNA level trauma and drama that they've forgotten about. We don't go visit the trauma. We replace the trauma with a deeper, more powerful pattern. What is that? Love. Why is love more powerful than hate? Because it's a higher frequency, it's a higher vibration. We replace a lower frequency with a higher frequency, and then we rebuild with self-mastery, health mastery, wealth mastery, wisdom mastery. That's the seven steps. And that is included, or that comes with, 50 books, 365 one-hour auto lectures, a 700-page Dale Carnegie report, 1 year of monthly 101s. Used to do it weekly. Then I went bi-weekly. Now it's monthly. 101s and all the new stuff. What is the new stuff? Module 2 and 3, the Life Optimization Circle, all the Kingdom Millionaire stuff. And y'all know how much stuff I've created? Y'all really want to know? We'd be here for another hour, 2 hours, just going over what the system includes. So my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of great stuff out there. I just don't know anything that's better than what Source Code has given me. That's just entry level, what I just said. I spent a whole hour talking about the basic system. We didn't even get into the intermediate system or the advanced or the facilitator stuff. Brothers and sisters, it's very important. Because the name of the game is simply this. You have to build by identifying, maintaining, directing, monetizing, scaling your own energy. Don't give your energy away. Identify it, build it up, maintain it, direct it, monetize it, and then scale it. That way your energy becomes your carpet. It becomes how you travel. And you will be known by your chi, because that is your energy. Again, for more information, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. But I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. Here's a name that no man can pronounce. May the sun, the S-U-N, the S-O-N, and the S-U-M, expose you to the Ruach and the Numa, so that way it can lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my anointed brothers, as always, my educated sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Royal dream, royal dream.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and jive. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers home. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you governments.